And now this is a dictation for Joyce Carpenter, March 1936. Addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow up for Joyce with progressive renal failure. Last visit, January 1. She has hypertrophic subaortic stenosis. Has been admitted to the hospital twice, apparently for sepsis related to UTI pneumonia. There was vomiting, diarrhea. She's not aware of any heart attack or stroke. Released home off diuretics, admitted days later with volume overload, CHF edema. She did not come with any family members. I sense some issues with memory, so the information is not complete. Supposed to be doing salt restriction, supposed to be back on diuretics, presently no gastrointestinal symptoms or changes in urination. She does not recall having burning cloudiness of blood now or at the time of urosepsis. Presently no edema, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, denies increase of dyspnea orthopnea PND. Has a follow-up with Dr. Ali, ALI cardiology at Midland for the heart abnormalities. Other review system right now is negative. Considering the poor recollection, next paragraph, she doesn't know for sure what medication she's taking. Daughter normally organizes medicines for the whole week. Has been in the past on ACE inhibitors, double antiplatelet agents, exposed to amiodarone, has been on diuretics, potassium, beta blockers, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, present weight, 157, blood pressure by nurse, 100 over 59, few rals on bases, no gross respiratory distress, no gross pleural effusion, does have a loud systolic murmur that radiates to the carotid area. There is JBD, there is no gross ascites, today no gross edema, normal speech, some memory issues, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistry shows progressive renal failure over the last year and a half. Creatinine at 2.34 and rising, representing a GFR of 20 stage 4, a normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated, probably from diuretics. Most recent thyroid normal. There is a normal iron saturation. I don't see ferritin. Prior anemia 11.2 with normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph. I review records from the hospital. There is a recent cardiac cath, May 31st. Non-obstructive coronary artery disease. This was for pre-operative severe symptomatic aortic stenosis. A recent echo, ejection fraction normal at 60%. Does have grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, moderate pulmonary hypertension, moderate tricuspid, as well as mitral valve regurgitation, and left ventricular hypertrophy. A recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. Right lower lobe pneumonia. The left kidney has been removed. The right kidney, upper normal size, no obstructions. At that time, the presence of folic catheter. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, likely related to cardiac abnormalities, cardiorenal syndrome, recent IV contrast exposure for cardiac cath, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There are plans for aortic valve repair, present electrolyte, acid base stable. There has been anemia but no external bleeding. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries. I did not change any of the medications. Continue to monitor, further advice with blood tests on the next few months, discuss with Joyce potential need for dialysis, and preparing for that according to her numbers. End of dictation.